Welcome to WVYC's Spartancast. Jeffrey Schiffman, and our guest in the first show of the fall semester is Caitlin Hamilton. Caitlin is the new head coach of the women's field hockey team. She was a six-year assistant across the river at Franklin and Marshall in Lancaster, played her field hockey career at William Smith College in New York State. They played in the D3 tournament two times. And last year's team here, when Caitlin wasn't here, it was 10-9, but they have a lot of returning players. All five top scorers, including an All-American, Allie Posey, are back. Allie's a junior. And you only have two seniors on your team. First of all, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And we want to congratulate you. Your team won their first game. You won your first game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you won your first game as a collegiate head coach. How did that feel?
It was a great experience. It didn't really hit me till afterwards. Just kind of that feeling of accomplishment. I was just so proud of the girls and the way they played. Did the things that we had talked about during the preseason for that week and a half that we had together, and really came together. And I was again very pleased with the outcome.
And you had a little bit of a surprise after the game. Let's say this. You're from a field hockey family.
Yes.
Your sister played, and you scored a goal in the same game as your sister one time,
yep,
which I'm sure
yep.
was fun. And your mom is a field hockey coach. So you've had field hockey pretty much all your life,
yeah.
but you had a little bit of a surprise at the game yesterday.
Yeah, so at the end of the game, my mom actually, her high school team was playing yesterday as well, so she wasn't able to make it down. But at the end of the game, I turned around, and one of my assistants said, "Caitlin, I think you know that person back there." And I turned around, and there was my dad standing there with a huge smile on his face. And it was just a great feeling for me. They live in upstate New York, so it's about 3.5 hours away. And just to see him after the game was just a great feeling, because he's also a high school coach as well. He coached basketball and baseball and football, so definitely come from a coaching family and always supporting each other. So was just thrilled when I saw him.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You said your mom and your dad both coaches. Was that something that you were thinking about when you were playing? Were you thinking, okay, what I'd like to do is get into coaching? Did you think about that? Was that an important thing to you?
Definitely. My parents both growing up they coached me growing up in, you know, youth leagues, and then throughout my high school career, just different club teams and AAU teams. I played three sports in high school, and so that was really nice. I got a feel for different sports and different kind of coaching mentalities. But definitely, you know, just looking up to them. And I knew when I graduated high school that I wanted to get involved in sports somehow. And so coaching is just something, I guess, that just was in my blood, and that I hope to be doing for a really long time.
Whose philosophy do you use more, your mom or your dad's?
Oh, that's a good one. A combination of both a little bit. My mom's definitely a little bit more, I think, competitive. She gets, fired up a little bit more than maybe my dad would, so I have a little bit of that in me. But also, my dad's a super calm and confident person, too, and so I guess a little bit of both.
All right, let's talk about your experience before you came to York. You were an assistant for 6 years over at in Lancaster at Franklin and Marshall,
mm-hmm.
a program that has been very successful for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
How did that prepare you for coming to here?
Well, first of all, I had a great mentor there, Missy Mariano, who was actually she was my assistant coach when I was at William Smith for 2 years.
Okay.
So it kind of had that, I knew exactly what she was expecting when I took the assistant job, and kind of what her philosophies were and what she expected out of her team. And for her, you know, it was a struggle at first when she first got there, and she really, you know, was able to build the program up, and I was, you know, happy to be a part of that. And just be able to see, you know, how much your work and effort gets put in and what the result can be. It was just really great to, you know, we got to experience the NCAA tournament four times. We won the Centennial Conference Championship, which was the first time in history for the field hockey program. So just having those experiences and learning from a great mentor really, I think, prepared me for a head coaching position. And it wasn't until, you know, kind of last fall after the season where I really felt, okay, I think, you know, I can step out into my own and take on a new role.
What's the one thing that you maybe took from her and brought to here?
I think her positivity. You know, she's someone where she wants the team, and I'm this way as well. You want the team to work hard during practice. We're working hard, but also having fun and enjoying it as well. I think that's the one great thing about playing a sport is I want it to be something that the girls love. I want them to love to come to practice every day. I want them to enjoy the game. So I just think having that positive attitude is really important.
This area is kind of a hotbed of field hockey, which makes your job a lot easier.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, you and I probably both know this, but maybe some of the other people don't know. The USA field hockey team actually works out in Lancaster, mm-hmm. at a great facility, and I'm sure you've seen it.
Yep.
How does that help you as a coach? Does that, you know, you've got a lot to choose from,
yeah.
So you can choose from the best.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this area of Pennsylvania is certainly the strongest area in the nation as far as field hockey goes. So for us to be able to drive to, you know, a half hour to a high school game to see two great teams play is great for us. And then to have the U.S. team now right down the road, they're always, you know, having games so our girls can go watch. Like you said, a great facility that, you know, we can visit and play at if we want to. And, you know, I think the U.S. team, the success that they had, you know, in the past few years has really, you know, that's drawn up the area. And people now looking kind of outside, that live outside the area, now know more about this Central Pennsylvania places. And so it's a huge draw for us.
Do you've been a little bit out on the recruiting trail, but do you use that? Do you say to students, hey, look, you know, if you're really good and you come here and really impress people, you might be able to, you know, impress those people across the river?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a good recruiting tool just to, you know, whether it's, you know, just being, like I said, being able to go to a game and just, you know, see their level, just learn from them, learn what they do. Yeah, definitely. It's a huge, huge draw.
Let's talk about the sport. Field hockey is really, there are pockets in the country where it's played, and then there are other pockets, they have no idea what the sport is. They don't even,
yeah.
You know, they say, well, it looks like hockey, but it really isn't.
It's, yeah.
Do you see this sport, and maybe lacrosse might be a good example.
Yeah.
Lacrosse maybe 15 years ago was a very regional sport, a couple places, primarily on the East Coast, but now it's starting to spread across the country. Do you see field hockey maybe making that explosion too?
My hope is it will. The lacrosse explosion is crazy. I don't know if it will quite go as fast as lacrosse did, but I think with the success of our national team, with more people kind of being aware of the sport, there's a lot more grassroots programs that are now popping up that USA Field Hockey is helping out with, that the National Field Hockey Coaches Association is helping out with. They're actually starting some more boys and men's leagues around the country. Most people don't know, we actually do have a U.S. men's field hockey team as well.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and, you know, around the world, you know, field hockey is actually more of a male-dominated sport. So I think if we can keep, you know, getting that interest around, and like I said, our success of our national team is certainly going to help. You know, I think the Olympics might have been the first time that people watched a field hockey game just
right.
because of the success of the team. So I do see and I do hope that more programs keep jumping up. And even from when I first started assisting coaching 6 years ago, you know, I've definitely seen the sport grow. And, you know, like you said, it's mostly a, you know, northeastern thing, but there's definitely pockets out in Texas that are growing. There's pockets in Colorado, California, around Chicago. So it's definitely becoming more of a well-known sport.
When you talk to your team, what are the goals that you set for this season? Did you have specific goals, or maybe they were... You know, sometimes some coaches want to, especially a first-year coach, you mm-hmm. want to, you know, take one game at a time, and I understand that. But do you have a basic overall goal for this school year?
Yeah, we sat down earlier this week, and we came up with about 20 or so team goals.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, not just... You know, it goes everything from, you know, working hard in practice to, you know, like you said, taking, you know, one game at a time. But for us, we want to be competitive. We want to challenge each other every single day. We want to compete. So I think, you know, our goal is to you know, compete during the regular season, hopefully find ourselves in the, you know, tournament, the Capital Athletic Conference tournament, and then, you know, see where we can go from there. And I certainly think we have the potential to do that. And I think if we can stay healthy and keep everyone on the same page, you know, that's the goal as far as that goes.
What's your philosophy? How does assess your team? What kind of style are people gonna see when your team plays?
I would say we're more of a passing style team. I would say we use each other really, really well. We definitely have some great skill out there, so that's super helpful, returning a strong group that had experience from last year. So, you know, I think that's huge. And, you know, like you said before, we do only have two seniors, but a lot of those people, underclassmen, have experience. So we have to take that, and we have to know that when we go out and play, you know, we're playing a game that we have that experience from last year. We know what to expect, and we're going to take that and be confident in the games that we're going into.
Caitlin Hamilton, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.